After the disappointing game last night, I was.
I get up really late on my own day. Lost the loss. We rose the menu of ourselves and the family, but I enjoy driving out and
out. They didn't get back till then.
Well, we went to eat afterwards, and instead of just getting the food, they, you know, boss, they ate in the restaurant and didn't drive away.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please. Here.
I'm not here. Just here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the February 26 minutes.
I move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Any public comment? Hearing none. Moving on to executive sessions. Between February 26 and March 11th, there were no executive sessions held. Next, we have a recognition to do. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start, please?
Yes, I will be glad to begin this proclamation. Whereas the commissioners of Indiana County are proud to honor individuals who contributed toward the well-being of Indiana County and its citizens. And whereas the County of Indiana is always proud to recognize its employees, but more importantly, those who have committed their professional excellence to an improved quality of life for their community.
Whereas on February 23rd, 2025, during routine operations, Officer Cody Ward observed an inmate in distress exhibiting clear signs of choking. Without hesitation and with a keen awareness of urgency of the situation, Officer Ward responded swiftly and performed the Heimlich maneuver with precision and effectiveness. Due to her prompt and decisive actions, the obstruction was successfully dislodged, allowing the inmate to breathe again and preventing what could have been a tragic outcome.
Whereas Officer Ward's remarkable efforts played a pivotal role in saving the life of an inmate under her care, showcasing her commitment to the safety and well-being of all individuals within the facility. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, recognize Officer Cody Ward's selfless dedication and life-saving action and extend our sincere gratitude. It is because of individuals like Officer Ward that our correctional facility maintains an environment of safety and security for both staff and inmates. I move forward, dated the 12th day of March of 2024 as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Officer Ward, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Thank you, commissioners. So Officer Ward is one of our newer officers, and she has done an outstanding job for us. I want to extend my sincere gratitude and the gratitude of the jail for her quick actions and critical in that critical moment. And it was stressful. I wasn't there, but I would say so. Her commitment to safety makes a true difference every day. She is exemplary, and she has been an exceptional part, an essential part of our exceptional corrections officers team. So I'm very grateful to have her on that team.
Officer Ward, on behalf of the commissioners, thank you. Thank you for your efforts, which you do day in and day out. We know that sometimes it's not an easy job, but there's not too many people like you who actually would step up and do that job. But going out there and routinely going through the facility with you and along with the other correctional officers, you show professionalism to each other and as a team, but also to the inmates out there. So for the act that you did, thank you again. We truly appreciate that. We have a proclamation to do, and then after that, let's get a couple photos after that. Sound good? Great.
Perfect.
Any other comments?
Just heartfelt thank you. That must have been a little terrifying to be in that situation. Yeah, I bet. Well, we appreciate it, and I'm sure the family of that inmate appreciates it. So thank you.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to recognize employees for the good things they do, because many times we just see all the problems that come through from the personnel side. And so to be able in a public forum to be able to recognize you for your actions, that's a good thing for what you did. So thank you.
Great job. Okay, next we have a proclamation we'd like to present. And the proclamation to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the incorporation of Blairsville, Pennsylvania. Whereas Blairsville, Pennsylvania has a rich history that stands as a testament to spirit of innovation, resilience, and growth. And whereas Blairsville was incorporated as a borough on March 23, 1825, and it was named in honor of John Blair, president of the Huntington, Cambria, and Indiana Turnpike. And whereas the Canal Age, when the Connemara River served as an important link between Johnstown and Pittsburgh, and in the ensuing influx of the railroads, Blairsville was home to glass factories, coke and coal mines, and many other industries. Whereas Blairsville is also known for being home to one of the first commercial iron works in the region, contributing to the Industrial Revolution and making Blairsville a hub for iron production. Whereas Blairsville was one of the first communities to embrace technological progress, utilizing natural gas for street lighting, thus improving the infrastructure of the town and setting a standard for other communities in the region.
Whereas the land upon which Blairsville was built was originally owned by Andrew Brown and James Campbell, who sold the first lots by auction on November 11, 1818, laying the foundation for what would grow into a thriving town. Whereas Blairsville's location made it a crucial transportation hub, with the Connemara River serving as part of the public transportation system, with the Huntington, Cambria, and Indiana Turnpike crossing the largest single span bridge in the United States when it was built between 1821 and 1823, and the Pennsylvania Canal System completing its Blairsville section in 1829. Whereas Blairsville was the site of the first railroad into Indiana County, the Pennsylvania Railroad, which arrived on December 10, 1851, making Blairsville the western terminus of the railroad for a year and playing a pivotal role in the westward expansion of the United States. Whereas Blairsville has long been a place of courage and compassion, being home to abolitionists Lewis Johnston and John Graft, who were active members of the Underground Railroad, helping to provide freedom to those escaping enslavement. Whereas Blairsville has a proud industrial heritage, once hosting major companies like the Columbia Plate Glass Company, the Blairsville Rolling Mill and Tin Plate Factory, and the Rug Cigar Factory, and continues to house thriving industries such as specialty bar products and the Bull Barn Fence Factory, contributing to the town's economic strength.
And whereas Blairsville has fostered a tradition of education, being home to institutions like the Blairsville Women's College, Vail Tech, and WyoTech, providing foundation for future generations to excel and contribute to society. Whereas Blairsville is home to historically significant landmarks, including the St. Peter's Episcopal Church and Rectory and the Blairsville Armory, both listed on the National Historic Registry. Whereas Blairsville is a vibrant cultural center, once housing two opera houses, the Brown Opera House and the Einstein Opera House, which contributed to the arts and entertainment in the community. Whereas Blairsville honors its patriotic legacy by displaying over 540 full-size flags at the Blairsville Cemetery on Memorial Day and other holidays, paying tribute to soldiers from the Revolutionary War to present day. And whereas Blairsville underwent a transformative change in 1952 with the construction of the Conemaugh Dam, altering its geography, and the creation of Route 22, which bypassed the downtown area and reshaped the town's economic landscape. Now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, Pennsylvania, do hereby recognize and commemorate the extraordinary history of Blairsville, honoring its achievements and its status as a town of historical, educational, industrial, and patriotic significance. Let this proclamation stand as a reminder of the town's heritage, innovation, and continued pride its residents take in the community. I offer this proclamation as a motion today.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And I will just add to that proclamation, since I see you up here, a remarkable fire company along with that. So many people here from Blairsville. Who's going to be the spokesperson?
Great to see you all. Oh, okay. Why don't you come on, if you don't mind, come up front so our folks on the camera can.
First of all, thank you so much for doing that, because it is a special time, and we went through it with Indiana County one time. I was part of that, and it was very exciting. So we learned a lot by doing that, and we learned a lot from our sesquicentennial. I think what you don't learn is how much work it really is until you get involved. We have produced a film that takes from the Monongahela settlement, which was in the 1500s, the whole way up to today, and how all of these things have impacted Blairsville. And this is no new story. Hunter City, Grand Center, all these little towns have gone through a lot of difficulty, and they work. The people work constantly to keep things and good. And you have to give them credit for that. So the film does take you through that. It's a 28-minute film. The first showing is tonight. It was by reservation only because we only had 50 seats. The next showing is to the public on the 26th of April at the Ribbon Valley Auditorium. So anybody can come. It's free. There'll be a concert by the Monday Music Club and the concert band along with the showing of the film. We've also produced a book, which will be available. The Tourist Bureau asked if they could sell some. It's on its way. So we hope to have it within the coming week for sale. And it also documents the beginning of Blairsville. And we started with the Fireman's Book, which was our Bible, written in 1949, and tried to bring things forward. So anybody who's doing this for their town, I'll be glad to talk to you. And I'll also pat you on the back for taking on any project like that.
Yeah.
But the people have been very responsive. Next week, we have our big gala. If you're into galas, Denise is in a bachelor, so we have a ticket. But thank you so much. I mean, I know my grandmother lived in Homer City. My other grandmother lived in Indiana. I've watched these towns, I'm 83 years old, so I have watched these towns go through all kinds of changes. And I applaud anybody in those towns that just keep fighting.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Who's here? Raise your hand if you don't mind. Like, who's representing Blairsville?
Raise your hand.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great.
Sure. Good to hear.
Well, although there's a lot of other Blairsville people in the crowd.
Yeah. You know, one thing that Joy had mentioned, you know, it takes teamwork, you know, and honestly, I'm just going to shout out to the younger generation. Joy's right. It takes a lot of work to keep towns going. There are so many towns in this county that we could actually look back that. And I actually, as I passed by, and I know that that they had so many houses, you know, that for one, because the coal mines actually built the homes, the little villages and stuff. And it's hard to believe that In this wooded area, there was 150 homes at one time that was supported by a coal mine, and it's nothing but woods now today. So to the younger generation, history is great. Love history, read on it, but volunteerism, please step up, give your part. I know society is fast paced and everything, but you need to stop and smell the roses every once in a while. So great job. And I know that there's many, many things going on in Blairsville throughout the year. So if you can attend, support them. Great. Sure.
Very briefly, we do have a whole year's worth of events. And so on our social media page, Blairsville KA Bicentennial page, those lists are there. We constantly are, producing events that we invite the public to come to Blairsville and enjoy our year's worth of celebration.
Great. Okay.
Thanks for that, Denise and Joy and all who've made this possible. And I just want to say it's an honor for us to be able to present a proclamation. And we would do that for any of our towns or boroughs or townships in the county. But 200 years is a long time. And a lot has happened. And everywhere I go, I say, hey, look, our region helped build this country. And this is it. This really illustrates it. You know, these extractive industries propelled us forward and made what America is today. And sometimes by life and limb, these things happen. So thank you for allowing us the honor. Appreciate it.
I just want to say, I'm a Blairsville native. And so I'm proud to be, even though I live in Black Lake Township now, grew up in Blairsville. And it was kind of neat for me to read the paragraph about the Pennsylvania Railroad because my dad worked for the railroad. And I used to watch him go through down on the railroad sometimes when I was younger. So, I grew up together, same graduating class. So, enjoyed for a long time. So I appreciate the work that you're doing for Blairsville.
Can I just add to
that? Sure.
My name's Anthony Torrey. I'm a member of the Borough Council in Blairsville and a few other things. But I just wanted to point out, we deal with laws and yards and dimensions and so many things that are mundane. But what they're doing is so significant. It keeps it vibrant. It keeps it alive. And our council as a whole, and I'm the only one who could be here today, are so happy that we have this type of people that want to be involved and want to do things and want to promote a lot of good things. I mean, just a real quick little thing here. I had a college coach at IUP years ago who told me, he said, you know what, Em? You're going to be in Blairsville the rest of your life. I said, the hell I am. And I was glad he was right. When I look at the big picture, then you're thinking, I'm getting out of here. I'm going out to conquer all these things and do the, I got a job there teaching school. It's been a great life. And it's because of a lot of people like Dan, Joy, and Denise who just remind you, how fortunate we are. And I've always felt very fortunate and very thankful. And thank you. It was great.
Well, thank you, Councilman. We appreciate your leadership in small towns or special places, for sure.
So, Warden Loveridge, how about you come up? Let's go ahead and get a picture with Cody.
See you soon. We're going to sneak out. She works second shift today.
Okay.
She needs some sleep.
Thank you for being.
How about the group from Blairsville? Don't forget us. Take a group picture. Even if you're not with the group, you're going to be with the group.
We can take one ass. Why don't we get one picture with the that Blairsville gala, and then
Joy, let's put you in the middle.
Yeah, come on, Dan.
Thank you, Amy.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Should we do something instead?
We just want to move down. Sorry.
Yeah, move down.
Quarter term.
Quarter term.
We good?
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody else
would like to
come to Blairsville,
I
want on the proclamation. I want you
to be in.
Denise and I are
something
from Power City.
Okay. But transplants, right? So mm-hmm. Both ended up there. That's great.
Can we go ahead and mention that when we call the major and next?
Ask them to say a few
words. Yeah.
Since they're all here.
Yeah.
And take a picture since they're all here.
Or we can wait till the proclamation and do it then.
He's saying, could we do a photo?
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't receive anything, so sorry about that. But
that's, you know what, that's totally okay. It wasn't from me, it was from someone else. And I had gotten the invite that we were supposed to be here, but it's really a great opportunity for our kids to see some civic engagement, and we know that we're very invested with you and you're very invested in our program. So we're just excited to get to see that. And I think that was a great opportunity for them to see about volunteerism within their community mm-hmm. as they move on past what we're doing now. That's the only reason that our program is so good is because of the amount of volunteers that we have and mm-hmm. invested in our kids. So it breeds into the next generation.
And it's nice that yesterday a few from Penn State actually got to take a tour of and get a overview of the update of their new home out at the airport. Because from where they're at right now versus where they're going to go, opportunity is going to be, just huge. And so many activities and stuff is going to be able to be done out there. And you have so many programs that it's going to be great. But again, young generation, you're strong, great minds, lots of ideas. You're going to be the one to actually create the future of that up there. So it's a great opportunity and thank you for being there. So
Concur, Penn State Extension is a great partner. We do so much for the community and you have, and you really demonstrate volunteerism like to the hilt. So thank you. So instead of us saying, whereas, I'm going to ask you, whereas, what does Penn State Extension 4-H clubs mean to you? One word.
One word.
Yeah. I'll give you time. Go ahead. I'm going to come around.
Honestly, I don't think you can explain it in one word. It's just so much of the community and of our lives because we've been in it so long. It's just truly a part of us.
Yeah.
Any other words?
What do you get out of it? Yeah, a lot of leadership. There would not be who I am today.
Any others? Go ahead.
It's a wonderful learning opportunity to experience how other people also work and what they do and get a young start at it.
Want to add?
I would say it's something you can learn off of. Like, there's so many things you can do.
Thanks for putting you on the spot, but sometimes we get tired hearing us say the whereas, so it's good to hear from you.
Well, let's get the group up here for a quick photo. Yeah.
Nobody mentioned Lysol?
We just we get to take photos.
We need to go to the other side.
We'll probably one of us. Maybe
we're gonna go.
How about you in the middle? Don't
you? Yes.
Get up here.
Oh, no.
He can take it. He can take it.
Here, yeah,
move on up.
Go over there and maybe help with Commissioner Chief. And,
sure.
Oh, yeah, moving forward. There we go. There we go.
I don't mind being behind you.
Well, just so we see your face.
All good.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a grant acceptance from the district attorney's office. And Megan, would you like to present?
Yes, this is a request for grant acceptance from the commissioner for our RAZA grant in the amount of $71,150. This has been awarded by the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency, and it is for delivery of victim services under the Rights and Services Act. That includes crime victim notifications, accompaniment services, assistance with prior comment, pre-sentencing notification, post-sentencing notification, victim restitution, property return, victim impact statements, and other crime victim related services. So this is for 1 year in the amount of $71,151.
Okay, great. Do I have a motion to accept the grant?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Megan, thank you so much for
RASA. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you very much.
Rights and Services Act.
Okay, next from Children and Youth Services, Vicki, are you on?
I am. Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning. Good morning. So you have some private provider agreements for 2425?
That's correct. I have three contracts to talk about today. Let's start with the non-placement listing. The first contract is with the Alice Paul House for the fiscal year 24-25, and this is a renewal contract. As we're well aware, the Alice Paul House provides a multitude of services to children and adults within our community, and as such, are willing to contract with them. The only difference in this year's contract is that there's a change as the rate is now a fee-for-service rate instead of a program-funded rate. And the cost will come from the general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, computer aid.
The Computer Aid Incorporated, or CAI as we like to call it, this is for fiscal year 2025. It is a six-month contract. This is a renewal also. This is a provider that has consulting for technology and especially for our fiscal department. They have been great in support of getting us organized, reviewing documents, and helping us with the budget programs. So we would like to extend our contract, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve? Second.
Second, but I wonder, what is the cost of it, Vicki?
The cost at this point is $66,000, so it's $110 an hour.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, pathway.
Pathway to Everyday Life, fiscal year 24-25 is a new contract. This is a group home that has a department for emergency shelter, but they also do independent living program and transitional living programs. They ask that all residents be 16 and older. They will do females and males. They are located in Hazleton, PA. And so they are a program that will do one-on-one supervision if necessary. And they have therapists on staff, and their educational component is also on campus. The cost for these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, also. Thank you. Next, from the Office of Planning and Development, we have an extension. And Lou Ann, would you like to present? Good morning.
And development and community action program requesting that the commissioners approve extending the deadline date of an option to purchase agreement with Mystic Brook Development LP of Indiana, PA. The option is securing a parcel of vacant ground located in White Township for the proposed Pathway Homeless Shelter construction project. The requested extension is for an additional 6-month time frame, extending the date from April 10th, 2025 to October 10th, 2025. All other provisions of the original option to purchase agreement remain in effect, and it's at no additional cost to us. From the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, are scheduled, as they've told me this time, to make funding announcements sometime this spring.
Okay, great. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have a bid rejection. And Mr. Morrow, good morning.
Good morning. The Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Farmers Cooperative Architects, recommend that the Board of Commissioners reject the bid of $108,300 submitted by AT&H Contracting on the Welcome Center Ethel Bank roof replacement project located at 600 Philadelphia Street in Borough. The basis for this request to reject is per the review and recommendation of the project architect, Thomas R. Harley, and a couple of the main reasons noted by the architect was number one was the contractor's proposed mule hide roofing material does not warrant the entire roofing system as requested in the bid documents. Bid documents requested a door last roofing membrane or approved equal. The architect will look at that is not any problem. And the second item was it appears AT&H Contracting is a startup company and they have a very minimal resume provide to us. They only could provide three references, of which one was a building, one was a metal roof, and the third was an EPDM roof.
I'll make a motion to reject the bid. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And next, the contract award.
Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, architects recommend that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Park Contracting from Mount Union, PA, for the Welcome Center at the Bank Roof Replacement Project located at 600 Philadelphia Street. The contract award request in the amount of $121,000 is for the replacement of the existing roof membrane and installation of R30 rigid insulation. And this project's being funded with redevelopment of the capital program funds.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Director Stauffer, any comments?
No. I wanted to be here just in case there were any questions on the Welcome Center project overall. The project is out to bid for the main general contract for internal renovations for the conference room, additional ADA restrooms, and you know, getting the building ready for occupancy later this summer. So we'll be opening those bids on Monday here, and then looking forward to getting the project underway this spring, and then occupying this summer. The tenants are hard at work, notably the Tourist Bureau, Chamber of Commerce downtown Indiana, putting together their plans and co-locating and enhancing some of their business services and their visitor services. So I'm very much looking forward to getting the project going.
Good. I think it's going to be an exciting project.
And I'll just add to, overall, the county was the grantee recipient for a $1.75 million RCAP. We're also working with First Commonwealth Bank on the proposed improvements to the old courthouse. So the county is the owner of that building under a long-term lease with the bank. So again, I think the project scope there is roof work and HVAC for that building and that complex across the street. So the county has control of both of those buildings. So it's going to be a good partnership with the bank with the donation of 600 Philly and then with the improvements to maintain those two architecturally significant buildings in our town.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Next, we have a board appointment to Parks. And Robin, would you like to present?
So I'm asking the board to appoint Thaddeus Pajak to the Indiana County Parks and Trails. Term would expire January of 2028.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next, board appointments to the Opioid Advisory Committee.
I'm asking the board to appoint the following to the Opioid Advisory Committee: Robert Fiok, Sheriff; Amanda Leonard, Probation; Amanda Steiner, Children Youth Services; Tammy Calderon from BDHP; and Randy Fleming from ICAP.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Any other business be brought before the board today? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be held here in the hearing room on March 26th at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Everybody have a great day.